Vermont and Wisconsin just joined the growing list of states requiring face masks in public to slow the spread of COVID-19. But as face coverings become more common, hearing loss experts are asking people to be aware that mask wearing can affect communication. Chuck Quernbach of member station WUWM reports.
Audiologists say speaking through a mask can reduce the volume of someone's speech between 3 and 12 decibels, depending on the type of mask. And that can be a problem for many of the 48 million U.S. residents who report they have hearing loss. Tricia Ashby-Scabus directs the audiology practice at the American Speech Language Hearing Association. She says masks can also affect the sound of some higher pitch consonants like S, H, and F.
So if you've got a mask on and that's attenuating, that's dampening or softening the intensity, the loudness level of speech, and then you're losing some of those high frequency sounds, it can have a very big impact.
Ashby-Scabus also says if someone wearing a mask is speaking in a noisy room, that can compound the trouble. Erin Donlin is a Wisconsin audiologist. She says the other thing many masks do is block the visual part of speech.
So much of our communication is visual, and so when you're missing half of someone's face, our communication partners are not able to get the entire meaning of the message.
Donlin says the mask wearer simply talking louder usually doesn't help because the speech gets distorted. The audiologists say what does work is to speak in a quieter room and trying to exchange more written notes or texts. The other thing the hearing experts are behind is more use of masks that are clear around the mouth area.
It seemed like if we could offer them better PPE, that would really help.
Lennon Rogers directs the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Design Innovation Lab. His team of engineers has developed a facial covering hybrid, part plastic shield and part fabric with elastic to cinch up under the jaw and cheeks. He says the Badger Shield Plus solves the problem of not seeing the speaker's mouth.
So you can see their face. So it's a lot easier to read lips. And even as part of just voice recognition, you can kind of both hear and see at the same time what they're speaking about.
Rogers says the UW is considering having instructors wear the Badger Shield Plus during teaching, and there are tests underway with using a microphone or a headset under the face covering. The hybrid mask is already being tested by the Visti family. Jessica Visti says her 3-year-old son started speech therapy this year. During a recent session with a therapist who was wearing a regular mask over her mouth, Visti says the boy had a hard time following the instruction.
For a W sound, you use a kissy face, and she models a kissy face, and then that's what he uses to say the W's sound appropriately. And so with a mask, that's not possible.
Visti says the therapist now wears Badger Shield Plus.
And so we had one appointment with that so far, and I think it was awesome.
Visti says as more daycare centers reopen, she hopes caregivers can be given masks that allow the mouth to be seen. Otherwise, babies may not see vital facial expressions. Meanwhile, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently acknowledged cloth masks can make communication more difficult for those who are deaf or hard of hearing. The agency also recommends using a clear face covering, written notes, and trying to decrease background noise when communicating with the hearing impaired. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Quernbach.